Hi everyone.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie.
And you're listening to
So That's a Thing, where we bring you our take
on some random shit. Hey Angie, how you doing this week?
I'm fantastic, Molls. How are you?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
What you got for us this week, Angie?
Well, so this episode of So That's a Thing, which it's kind of one of those things which we already knew was a thing. Man buns are not new.
Okay,
man
no.
Buns, man buns are not new. They've been around for a while. They've, I think, outlasted more longer probably than people thought they would have. It's really caught on and become a thing.
It's a generational thing, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, and, you know, I don't think, you know, there's nothing wrong. You know, I don't mind a good man bun every now and then. You know, I think the guy's got to be on the right kind of guy.
Sure. Certain style, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I feel like it's kind of one of those, it's like Crocs again. You love them or hate them, you know, one way or another. But so it's not necessarily that we're talking about man buns today, but what I saw was that they offer now a clip-on man bun for the man that just can't, I don't know if they just really want to jump into the trend and don't have the time to grow their hair,
right.
You know, or the patience to go through that.
But maybe it's like they want a man bun on the weekend, but not so much during the week for work.
Which, you know, and I guess I can get behind that, because I was trying to get into this and I thought, okay, well, women can kind of understand, because we have all the hair extensions that are out there,
sure,
you know, and I've never actually worn hair extensions, but I know some people that have, and they work really well for them, and they like them, and,
yeah, and they're,
you know,
really,
I think,
like,
they're great, especially when they blend in well.
Nice ones,
and,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely, so I think those are great. So then it's kind of like, well, why can't men have that?
Sure.
But then it's kind of like, the women that I know get them, it just elongates their hair. It's not like they go from a pixie cut, which maybe they do, you know,
right,
but whatever.
Right.
Anyways, you know, and of course, you know, as women, we always like, well, as soon as we cut our hair, we wish we hadn't, you know, we got to wait for it to grow, whatever.
Been there.
So,
doing that right now.
So, yeah, so it's just, you know, and it's hard for me to think, like, you know, from a man perspective, it's like, oh, hey, guys, I saw you Tuesday, and I got my crew cut, and then I showed up on Friday, and look at my bun. You know, like, it's like, where did that come from kind of thing? But so I started looking them up, because I thought, okay, this really is a thing. Like, is it a joke thing? Like, you know how they have, like, some of those, like, mullet joke,
yes,
you know, things?
Yes, but, yes.
So they are real. People have bought them. I found one on Amazon, and it's just a clip-on man bun. It's $14.99, free shipping.
Okay.
Not part of the Prime deal, though. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, no.
You
but
can't
you,
get it
no,
on Prime.
No,
okay.
Can't get it on Prime. They come in three colors.
What?
Okay. Yes.
Brown, oh, yeah, I guess you would want it to match.
Brown,
yeah.
Blonde,
okay.
And black. So, sorry, gingers.
Yeah, I was going to say, gingers don't get a man bun.
Yet again. Gingers get jipped. Like, which, if you're already a ginger, do you need to add insult to injury
by
the man bun? Like,
right.
Is a ginger man bun really the statement you're trying to make?
I wonder if you could buy a blonde one and then dye it.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Like, I'm absolutely sure you could. So, but the description of the man bun that I found is just absolutely beyond hysterical.
Okay.
So I have to share this with our listeners. So it says, get in with the latest trend. You know, get a man bun, one of the hottest trends in men's fashion.
Oh.
So, apparently this is a fashion statement
hottest
now.
Hottest trend, okay.
Yes, it says the man bun has been popularized by fixed gear bicyclists.
Okay.
I don't, that's a very specific genre of bicyclist.
Okay. Fixed gear
so
bicyclist.
Not mountain,
got it.
Not mountain bicyclist, but fixed gear bicyclist. And introspective Hollywood actors, it says.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, and it says, although the hairstyle oozes, yes, oozes, I'm not sure if that's the right word.
No, I don't know if I want my hair described as oozing, but
right.
All right.
Oozes with fashion sense, those who sport it might find themselves outcast in sports bars.
Oh, yeah, no.
Motorcycle gangs. Although, no. Sons of Anarchy, I feel like...
They're more of a pony type thing.
Is that what it
is?
Yeah. A ponytail, not so much a bun?
I don't think it's a bun, no.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I mean...
They could be evolving.
Yeah.
And the annual government mandated machismo test, it says. Yeah, I didn't know this was a thing. So, it says this attachable and, as equally important, detachable...
Okay.
...man bun lets you blend in with your surroundings when you smell fair trade coffee... Or hear a banjo.
Okay, so essentially what they're saying is, hey, hipsters.
Yes.
Come buy your man buns.
Come get your man bun. There's three steps to applying it. Step one, comb your hair backwards.
Okay.
Towards the crown.
Okay.
Of your head. Makes sense. In a similar motion to lacquering a reclaimed wood coffee table.
Oh my God. This is like super hipster. Yes. Like what?
Yes. Step two, attach the man bun to your natural hair the way the lay public has attached themselves to Arcade Fire.
On Amazon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Step three.
This is really speaking to a lot of people.
Use bobby pins to secure the man bun. Decide bobby pins are too mainstream and just use paper clips instead.
Yes. Okay.
It is made of artificial hair. And so, of course.
Does it come with bobby pins?
No.
Oh, you got to buy them separately.
So, of course, then I had to go look at comments because I was like,
yeah.
Are we buying this as a joke? Like,
right,
seriously.
Right. Halloween costume.
Right. Exactly. And so, the hilarious is that one guy gave it a one. He said, first of all, it isn't even a clip-on as advertised.
Right.
It just comes as a long piece of hair. You have to bun it yourself. So, it's basically just a hair extension that you then have to.
You bought a phony pony.
Right.
That you got a wrap.
So, you know how men are like, they're like, what do I do with this now? So, Shirley gave it 4 stars, stating that her son used it and it looked very nice.
Oh.
So she was, yes.
I bet Shirley wrapped it for him.
Yes. And my favorite comment of all was, it doesn't work unless you have longer hair. Which defeats the point of a man fucking bun. Like, if you have
longer hair. Well, you know, instantly just popped in my head is some bald guy trying to use it. Like, duh.
Looking like a sumo wrestler, just like stuck on the top of his head. And so then I start, you know, of course it starts telling you, like, people that, you know, viewed this also viewed, there's apparently like a visor that has like hair with a man bun already attached, so
it's
you
like
can
those
just,
hats with
those
the hair.
Hat, yeah, that oh comes out of the bottom, so you can automatically do the visor hat or whatever. So
I think, I mean, this is me being totally judgmental, but like with those sort of things, like if you don't think that's a, not necessarily the man bun because I get it, but like those hats that have the hair or like the visor, like if you don't think that's a gag, like what are you
right.
doing
and
with
I
your
really
life?
Hope that most people, yeah, exactly, they're putting jewels on their cat's butts, they're getting nudicles, these are the same people, hair
wow.
People with man buns are wearing Crocs and
nudicles right
for their cats.
Right.
So
that's so funny.
So I was looking at a few of those, and you know, of course, the women, like I said, again, it's I go back and forth on it because women use hair extensions, so
it's
like
a
why can't
standard.
Men you know
yeah.
why can't men use yeah. hair extensions and things like that. And you know, they had clip-on, like, you know, women have clip-on bangs.
Yep.
Which I thought, when I
tons
first,
of clip-on hair stuff
for
women.
Which
you know. There's like a whole kiosk at the mall.
Well, and how smart that somebody came up with clip-on bangs, because how many times have we cried and regretted our lives when we've given ourselves bangs?
Right,
and we're like,
right,
oh my God, I look so good in bangs. And then a week later, you're like,
I hate these bangs.
Right. And it takes you 5 years to grow it out,
right,
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, of course, me being me, I was like, okay, it's clip-on band bun. Yeah, get it, whatever. And then I thought, well, women do clip-on hair extensions. And I thought, you know, we do have hair in other places.
Oh, are you going to go into the Merkin?
As up to date on synthetic pubic hair, like
it's
Molly
an old school
is.
Thing.
Yes. Oh my God, this has been around forever.
Uh huh. For centuries.
The picture is. I mean, it's full on bush. Like bush.
It's not some sleek like strip.
No. Which, you know, I mean, it's $35.99 and it's not made from real pubic hair. It's made from you know, it's only be made to worn in the pubic area. It only comes in black.
I wanna know, how does it attach?
Oh, here you go. Adhesive tape.
Oh gosh.
Or glue. Can you imagine?
Or glue.
Can you imagine ripping that bitch off? Ow. Like, you might as well just go get waxed.
Yeah.
Like, wow. That's gotta hurt. It's 2.5 inches wide and 4 inches tall. And it says, like, the lace backing allows for it to be cut into a desired shape and size for a custom fit.
Okay.
So, and so I started, you know, I looked at it and I thought, okay, I did find a couple of websites that talked about, like, oh, well, they use it in Hollywood a lot for movies and actresses and things like that.
Okay.
Thought, okay, makes sense. Costume design. Okay. Totally get it. But there was one review on the Merkin website. She gave it a 10 out of 10. It said, these were a perfect replacement to my pubic beard.
What?
When there was a hole in it from a fire.
What? Why are your pubes on fire?
I just taped this in and it looked just like it had, and it's pubic prime.
It is pubic prime. Okay. Okay, this person has some other issues.
Questions for this lady.
Right. Like,
A, yes, how did your pubes catch fire? Like,
oh, the smell.
Right. It'd be like an Ogilvy home burn. Like,
gross.
Nasty.
Gross. Gross.
Yeah, so it's like, but then at the same time, like, are you just walking around pants free? And people are she has a hole in her pubes?
Like, right. And, like, what if, like, you know, you're with the right one and friction's going on? Like, is it moving? Like, how good is the glue?
I don't know.
Or the tape? Like, is it moving? Like, you may, like, if this is, like, your first time with somebody, they may be like, wow, she's very nicely whatever.
Oh!
And then it comes off in the middle of doing it.
Yeah. Well, okay, so two things. So I feel like if you're using synthetic pubes, God bless that you have someone to have sex with you. You know, it'd be what is that, velvet? Like, secondly, I didn't even realize this as I was scrolling down. There's, I'm just now showing Molly, there's clip-on goatees. I guess mustaches and things like
that. Is it the same product?
It kind of looks like it is.
Which, either a Merkin or a goatee.
Yeah, which, you know, there are some
you
of
know you
out
got
there.
You got pubes on your face.
Yeah, there are a lot of, that's what I've always said. There's a lot of people out there that I'm like,
well,
oh,
what I've heard about the Merkin is that it's really old school. It's back, like, in, like, old times where, from prostitutes that used to get crabs. And so they would shave themselves.
They'd shave themselves, and then
they would apply a Merkin so they could keep whoring.
If your Merkin is a gherkin, don't come a twerkin. I don't even know. Like, twerking in my Merkin.
Yeah.
Ooh, with my Merkin.
Awesome.
Just over here twerking in my Merkin.
So apparently, thing is, there's lots of hair on the internet.
There's a lot of hair on the internet. You can put it anywhere. God bless that we live in the day and age where we can just not have to worry about fire stealing our pubes. Like,
or if it does, you're good.
You're good. I mean, I think she's got some other problems there. But yeah, so for those of you...
After my pubes were on fire.
Yes, those of you that are male listeners that were curious about man buns, go out and buy one. Clip it on. Molly and I will be
unless
happy.
Unless you're bald.
Yeah, Molly. Well, even if you are, Molly and I would be happy to help you put that on. Our female listeners, if you want your man to have it, good for you. And, you know, if anybody's tried the Merkin, let us know. I don't want photos. I just want to...
No. I am curious, though, like...
Removal.
Like removal or, like, while you're in the action of intercourse.
Sweaty?
Like, does it come... Yeah.
Yeah, does it get...
Like, what a surprise for
do
the person you're
it?
With.
Like, ooh, how long does
shampoo
it stay
it?
On
do you shampoo it, like, regular?
Do you... Yeah. I mean, does it... Do you get, like, a plethora of Merkins? Like,
no. Like, maybe we could get sponsored by Merkin.
Like, do you have a going out Merkin?
Do they make them for ginger? So you said they only come in black?
Yeah. I guess you could dye it, but, like, I'm going to get my grocery store Merkin out today. Like, just go into the local store. Or if
it's not,
like,
trimmed real nice.
No, if it's, like, date night, do you put on, like, your fancy
it's
Merkin?
My fancy Merkin. My date night Merkin. That's awesome. Imagine walking into that person's bedroom that has them, like, up on, like, little mannequins. pubes. Like, women keep their wigs.
This is my line of pubes. Oh, my God. Awesome. Yes.
All right. So that's
so
the thing,
So that's
huh?
the thing, you guys.
That's a couple things. Yeah, so, that's hilarious.
So, yeah, you're welcome for that. all right, Molly, tell me what you got for
okay.
me today.
All right. Well, my topic that I have, actually, you know, like, I think I might be a little late to the game on this. Some listeners may already know about this, but it was something I did not know a lot about.
Okay.
And that is cupping therapy.
Oh.
Which is...
But that could have gone a few different ways if you didn't say therapy.
Yes.
Thank
I
you.
Made sure I added that.
Cupping? I think we all know what cupping is.
No. This is cupping therapy.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Good to know. Okay.
And
cupping therapy.
It's,
yes.
It's,
okay.
It's an alternative medicine or what some would describe it as like a pseudoscience.
Okay.
And it is... suction created by like little glass balls.
Okay.
I would describe them as, you know, those things at like a carnival, those tables set up with a fish in them, mm-hmm. and you toss the rings into to win the fish.
Yeah.
It looks like those little jars that the fish are in.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So
no,
it's like a little ball with like an opening at the top.
No, I'm excited to learn because I've seen it, I've heard about it, but I don't really know like.
Yeah.
Looks
so
a little painful. So okay.
So
yeah.
yeah. And what it is, it's it's like a massage. There's like four different ways to do it.
Okay.
There's a dry, there's a wet.
Oh, of course.
There's a massage, and then there's flash cupping. So basically,
is that where they go real fast?
So basically, it's like a massage. It's part of like massage therapy or like acupuncturists will do this type of thing to relieve muscle pain.
Which I've never had acupuncture. Have you
no,
ever done that?
No.
Okay. No. I haven't either.
I guess it would be great. I haven't felt the need to have it yet. I don't know. I mean, who knows?
I
know.
We
got the second half of our life. We'll see what happens.
Lord. We might need to come.
But they, it's like an old Chinese medicine. In history, it's been used for like respiratory diseases. And
really?
Like cold, pneumonia, bronchitis. And they say by the suction, what the suction does, and they do it on like your back and your neck. And like what the suction does, it draws toxins that are in your blood to the surface and like pulls them out of your body.
Okay.
That's, I'm using finger quotes here because that's what it's supposed to do.
She is using finger
quotes.
Now,
like all like the research that I like saw, like scientists and medical professionals say it's crap. Like it's not really
doesn't really pull the toxins out of your body.
It's like it's just all a pseudoscience
is
what they kept saying. You know? But like athletes use it a lot. And like a lot of people, like I said, it's really big in China. Like a lot of people swear by it.
Yeah.
That it really works. And so like the dry cupping I saw, like they put like massage oil on your back and then they'll just like stick them. And you can see like when they stick them on there, your skin starts to go up inside of the cup.
Okay.
And it looks like a balloon of like skin like going in there. It's really weird. And then like they'll leave it on there for up to like 5 to 15 minutes. And the weird thing I saw about it is that like when they pull them off in some spots, which I guess maybe is where a lot more toxins are in your body, come off, it's like a giant hickey. Like it is black.
Yeah. Well, because I remember
and I
don't know, I apologize if you're about to talk about this, but like I remember a couple of years ago in the Olympics, Michael Phelps.
Yes, they showed that on
like
him.
Everybody was like, what is he getting beaten? Like and he's like, no, I didn't.
But they're
cupping.
Like perfect circles.
Yeah, it's the circles that looks like a bruise, like or like a hickey.
Yeah,
like
it is. And like some of them, like the one video I watched of this guy doing it, and it was in China that he was doing it, and some of the spots were just like red and circular. And a lot of like the videos that I watched that were being done in America by like massage therapists were just like red spots.
Well, it's pulling your blood vessels up.
But
so, I mean,
yeah, there were some where it was like black.
Yeah.
And it could take 5 to 10 days for those to go away.
Oh, okay.
On there.
Okay.
And then I watched, then there's flash cupping, which is where they take an alcohol, or they take a cotton ball.
Okay.
They soak it in alcohol. Then they light it, like they hold it with tweezers and they light it on fire.
Yes.
And then they put it in the cup, which removes all of the oxygen from inside of the cup. And then they stick it on your back really fast. And that like supersede like blows up your skin like into the cup.
Nice.
It's like
this, that's the one I think I've seen on TV before.
And that creates more of like the bruising or whatever.
Okay.
And then
does it hurt? Is it hot? Like does it hurt?
No,
does it
no. Because they were showing like the people that were getting it done, and they're like it just feels like a suction on my back.
Okay.
It's not hot.
Because
like they flash it. They flash it in the cup super fast, like a second.
Okay.
And then they just stick it really fast.
It's not like ripping off a merkin.
No. There's no merkin tape here.
It's just, it's uncupping.
Yeah. And then the one that I saw that was like, kind of like floored me was the wet cupping or medicinal bleeding. So what they do on those ones, it's the same process with like the flash and they do that, but they make a small incision in your skin.
No, I'm not here for this.
And they stick it on there. That's and dirty. So then when they pull the cup off, it's like filled with blood. I mean, it like has blood comes out.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Like, yeah, you're removing toxins because you've removed half my blood. Yeah.
And like the ones like that the athletes do aren't like that. And theirs are like an actual, like, it's like a plastic cup that has a device attached to the top. So they pump it and it's a vacuum.
Okay.
And it like sucks the skin up even more. And then it has like a release valve to remove it. But like the wet cupping, it's like, it must be done mostly in like China. Because they slice your skin, like it said, with a small incision, and then they put it over, and then it's like bloodletting, and like lets all the
blood out. I feel like that would be open you up for more infection. Like now you've got a bunch of cups.
Like, yeah, that was like one of the things. And like, you know, like they said, like a lot of like athletes use it because they like overwork their muscles, and it's like for quicker recovery.
Yeah.
But then like it really can like screw with your blood vessels and stuff. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it was much more than I had thought, like, it really was. Than just, like, yeah. And then, like, I think a lot of, like, the massage part was, like, they would take it and they stick it and then they, like, rub it up and down while it's suctioned to your back. And they, like, rub it up and down your back. Like,
so it's, like, you know, really back and forth.
Like,
more
like a massage stuff. And it leaves, like, red marks all over.
Yeah.
But it was pretty interesting. And it actually, like, looked pretty cool. Like, after they were done, I saw, like, a couple pictures of people that had it all over their back. And they had, like, these purple spots all over. And it almost looked, like, kind of, like, tattoo-y almost. It was really weird. But yeah, I found it was pretty interesting. So yeah, that's cupping therapy. And I did find it could be $40 to $80 a session.
Okay.
So probably just like a massage.
Well, and I know that there's all different kinds of techniques and things like that are out there, you know. It's always something I've been interested in because it's not something, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it would necessarily work. I've always been a little bit more prone to, maybe I kind of want to try acupuncture to see if that works. But I think this is something too, like, I kind of get it. Like, it's removing the toxins from your body. Well, people talk about those essential oils and everything else.
Well, there was one lady that did facial cupping.
Oh.
And it's like a tiny little one, and it's like one of the vacuum ones. So it's like probably the opening that they stick on your skin is maybe the size of a quarter.
Okay.
Or like half dollar. Mm-hmm. And that is an actual like suction, like vacuum device that they use that they stick it to your skin. Like they give you a facial with like the oils and stuff, and then they stick that thing to your skin and they pump it up. And it's just real quick. Then they pull it off. It doesn't sit on there like for 15 minutes, so it doesn't actually leave the bruises.
I need that to get my pores out. Like, suck my pores out.
And the girl said that she felt like the skin, like around like her jawline and everything, felt like tighter and a little like, because it gets like the blood flowing and stuff. So
I could see that. Well, they used to have those. You think about all those like weight, like the chin weights and all that kind of, you know, like the face that you'd stick it on your skin and kind of tighten it.
Well, remember, like in the 80s, I remember all you had to like always put your makeup on, like going back.
So that it didn't like wrinkle your face.
Now you can just vacuum that.
Right. Oh, sure. Right. I'll just get my Hoover out and waiting for Dyson to come out with face cuffing kind of thing. No, but it makes me think of like, so when we were, when I was in Las Vegas back in February, we found this massage parlor down the street and, you know, we were like, yeah, let's totally go. And it was legit. It wasn't like Vegas.
Finger quotes.
But yeah, but it was massage, you know, and so we went in and it was very nice. She was a very little, Asian, you know, lady, didn't speak a lot of English, but you know, you're sitting there and I always keep my underwear on, but I had my bra off or whatever, and she's doing her thing. And all of a sudden, I feel her, like, hop on my back.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, what is
this? This is new.
Yeah, and she kind of, like, got up there, and then she kind of leapfrogged her way, like, up my back. And I'm like, what is that? It felt nice. It was weird, but I was like, good. Like, like, I was just, I didn't know what was happening.
This is new.
Yeah.
Okay.
She hops off and then she gets done and she comes into my, like, I'm laying on my stomach and she pulls my arms up above my head and throws her arms through it and basically lifts me up. So, like, it arches my back.
Okay.
So I'm staring at her.
Hey, boobs.
Just teddies. Just, I felt like Rose from the Titanic. Like, I was on the front board. She did that a couple, she's like, exhale. I'm like, I don't want to. Like, you know, but I mean, it, when she finished it, she did that a couple times. And she finished that whole piece of it. And I'm like, never had that done before.
Uh-huh.
But damn if I didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, good. So I think we got to give some of these things a try.
Yeah, maybe. Like, the athletes that were doing it, there's a lot of athletes that do it. And one guy was saying, he was an athletic trainer. He's like, you would not believe how many athletes do this cupping. It's just that we notice it on the swimmers and the gymnasts because they're wearing, you're not wearing like a full uniform.
Sure.
He's like, but multiple athletes in multiple different sports do the cupping
therapy.
Well,
and there's that kinesic, I don't know the word, the tape now that they all use, and you see that on everyone, and it's like placed specifically in different areas, and I don't really know.
I mean, there's got to be something to it. I mean, if people keep doing it, you know. I mean, I kind of, one guy, like, he was a medical doctor, was like, he's like, these Olympic athletes are really, you know, leading people astray by doing this. They're making them think, you know, that this is okay, and they should be smarter than that.
But I should trust your $800 pill. Is going to cure my cancer.
Right. I mean, there's got to be something to it.
I mean, it's, and to me, like, why not take a holistic approach?
Right.
Instead of, you know, you either put poison in your body. I mean, these are really your two options. Like, you either put a poison in your body.
I mean, like,
that you
ancient
don't
Chinese medicine is not like
been
some
around
fluke.
They
know. They do. They do live for.
I mean, I don't usually see them on the Today Show. Well, it's Scott's not, you know, telling Chong's out to have a happy 100th birthday, but.
Yeah.
But probably because they don't know to submit their photo.
Yeah.
But they live to be forever. I mean, and they're active, you know, so.
And in China, like, it's something that, like, is common. Like, you can just see people, like, on the street.
Getting cupping done.
Yeah, like they'll just sit, they got a cold, so they'll just sit down and get it done in like the back of their neck or something like that to help clear them up.
And I've heard my grandma used to always, she went to a chiropractor, and she said that actually helped with her sinuses, like her sinuses and some other things.
It's all connected.
She would get migraines all the time. So, I mean, why not try and, you know, fix our bodies naturally, you know, before resulting
to... Except you got, black circles all over your body.
Right. But I don't usually walk around naked everywhere. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm not an avid swimmer. So, you know, I think it'd be
people
all right.
Freaking out at the
pool. Exactly. So, awesome. Well, that is that.
So, that's the thing.
Yeah, thank you for researching that. That's
absolutely
pretty cool. I hope our listeners, if you guys have caught, you know, cupped. I don't know.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. Like, you know, please don't hesitate to comment on our social media and kind of let us know.
For sure.
You know, that you've had it done. And, you know, I feel like maybe we should go try it. You know, like.
Yeah, why not?
Follow up to So That's a Thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow-up episode. So, maybe we should start a GoFundMe.
Let's get man buns and go.
Somebody fund
Let's get Merkins and go do some
somebody
coffee.
Else would like to be our Merkin tester. I'll pay you $5.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys.
All right,
well,
wonderful.
That's our episode this week.
Yes.
Those are some things we found.
Yes. We hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. Keep giving us feedback. And as always, thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.